Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here, Sunday morning. So many things happening in Russia, Ukraine. So many things happening in the Pacific. With us today is one of the smartest guys I know, is Gordon Chang. And his Twitter handle to stay up to date is at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, John, and thank you so much.
Give us an update to the American people. What the heck is going on? I mean, Taiwan, is China taking their lessons, or what are they doing?
China certainly is taking lessons from the international community's reaction to Russia. And some of them have emboldened China, I believe, and some of them have inhibited the Chinese response. The most important thing from what we have seen over 2 weeks of warfare is that this war should never have happened in the first place. The U.S., the EU, Britain, we have so much power over Russia. Our economies in total have basically more than 25 times larger than Russia's, but Russia invaded anyway, and that really speaks to a failure of deterrence. China will have seen that and realized that although the U.S. is more powerful than China, maybe China can start a war and get away with it. Now, of course, there have been sanctions. Those sanctions have been progressively getting tighter. China certainly doesn't like that. But China's also taken advantage of this in the last 2 weeks by pulling Russia into its renminbi orbit, out of the dollar orbit. As we sanction Russia, Russia turns to China for not only these commodity sales that have become so infamous, but also to join the Chinese financial system, the Chinese version of SWIFT called SIPS, and also in other ways. So this is not a good story, but there's not much we can do. We had to sanction the Russians for what they were doing, of course.
We're between the brick and the hard place. I mean, it seems like Russia has no choice but to join China as an alliance. And I hate to say this. I really hate to say it. Similar to Germany joining Japan in World War II. What say you on that?
Oh, well, certainly. I mean, it's also similar to Germany joining the Soviet Union before Hitler invaded the Soviets. This is really two very large states, both aggressive, both militaristic. They see the world in the same terms. They identify the United States as their enemy, and they've been cooperating for a very long time. And what they saw in the Biden administration was an opening. And so China has been working very closely to support the Russian invasion, not only these big commodity deals, but also offering China's financial system to the Russians and also providing them technical help. So, for instance, Ukraine has Chinese-made drones. Russia has been able, with China's help, to locate the Ukrainian drone operators and to kill them. So, you know, this Chinese-made equipment is not helping the Ukrainians so much, it's helping the Russians. So this shows you the close cooperation between Moscow and Beijing.
In my opinion, I'm not sure of your opinion, but I'm going to ask you. I thought that Putin really fears the Chinese and would rather be partners with the European community because he started that with Germany and other people, with Turkey, with Israel. What do you think? I mean, I think he trusts the European community more than he trusts China.
Yeah, I agree with you on that before the war, largely because China and Russia have conflicting interests. China covets the Russian Far East, for instance, and believes that it really should be part of China. Also, they contest with each other in Central Asia for influence. Ultimately, Putin at this moment needs China. He's, of course, gotten Europe united against him with the invasion. And so this is what they say, a marriage of convenience. Now, there are a lot of very smart people in Washington and New York who say, well, you know, these two countries will never form an enduring partnership. And that's 100% correct. But at this moment, that's not relevant, because at this moment, China and Russia are working very closely together. They are an alliance, as they announced in their 5,000-word statement on February 4th. This is a dangerous combination for the world.
Gordon, is a Russian-European community salvageable in the near future if they make peace? Or is a Russia-China going to happen? And What say you?
I don't think that Russia is going to have good relations with the rest of Europe for a very long time, because Russia still covets, for instance, the three Baltic states. They want to reconstitute the Soviet Empire. They actually want to reconstitute the Russian Empire, which is even a bigger ambition. So I don't see those relations working out well. But I do see that Russia is going hat in hand to China. Now, in a sense, this is a formation of a new alliance. But remember, Russia is in such a weakened state that this could become an albatross for China. And it also blackens China's reputation, because we're seeing China now in more realistic terms. We're seeing the depth of this relationship. And we're starting to realize that we not only have a problem with Russia, but we've got a bigger problem with China than we first thought.
Gordon Chang, this goes day to day, and I guess we have to move forward day to day and see what's going on. And thank you for calling in this Sunday. And I remind everybody, your Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. And if you want to know what's happening up to date, just go to Gordon's Twitter. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it, because you're covering the critical issues.
Thank you.